Hey, welcome to Why Not You. This is your host, D Wells, and we are about to get part two kicked off with Wade Simmons and Ife Omene. Now, they touched on quite a bit in the previous episode, and Wade shared an example when he recalled a time when his teacher sparked the creation of his content and how his relentless pursuit resulted in him just making 14 short films. That's huge. Now, just based on that, can you think about somebody who's actually sparked something inside of you? Or what have you done to spark an interest in somebody else to make them pursue something that they never thought imaginable? And we're about to dive into part two. It's time to get it kicked off, y'all. Let's go.
Welcome to another episode of Why Not You with your host, Derek Wells, where we talk with leaders and entrepreneurs who are doing what they love to do. They'll share insights into overcoming adversity, the systems they use, along with the power of personal growth, faith, and much more. Our goal is to empower you with personal growth, faith, and a plan for ultimate success. Now, here's Derek with another life-changing story.
A lot of my relatives, they kind of moved out of Nigeria and either stayed here in the U.S. or they live in, like, you know, England. So,
okay.
Unless I have like family members back in Nigeria, I don't know if I might go back.
Yeah.
You know, it depends if I have other relatives that I don't know about.
Mm-hmm. Now, would you ever, or do you ever see yourself doing like some kind of documentary or something like that on your culture?
You know, it was kind of interesting. I remember, I think it was like Thanksgiving Day. And, you know, obviously I was hanging out with family, my immediate family. And we were listening to Fela Kunti, I believe his name is. He's like a Afrobeats artist in the 70s. And I was listening to his music. And I was tapping my brother and I'm like, wow, this, like, obviously I remember listening to him growing up. But I remember, you know, being like, what if I were to like make a film that takes place in like Nigeria in like the 1970s, similar to like Blaxploitation film, but like takes place in Nigeria.
Yeah.
And like, you know, the music that Fela made can easily like, you know, be like a soundtrack to that exact same like setting. I don't know. It just came to me like, I don't know, maybe like going to Nigeria, you know, finding Nigerian actors, making a TV show or a movie in Nigeria, because there's a lot of good, like, you know, up and coming actors in Nigeria. So.
Yeah,
definitely want to like seize that opportunity and like, you know, if I have time, definitely go out there and, you know, make something happen there.
That'd be sweet. Man, I interviewed a guy not too long ago from Nigeria. Oh. His name is Hafiz Danova. And
check him out.
He has a podcast called the Cha-Cha Music Review. And so his, man, he's probably dropping anywhere between 4 to 5. No, I'll say more than that, because sometimes he's dropping like 2 a day. But he's dropping something just about every week. And this stuff is like anywhere between, you know, like 3 to 5 minutes, maybe a little longer.
I love seeing people do great things, like, you know, and even, even like listening to Evie's story. Like, it's I don't know, like, I've always been the type of person, like, when I see other people excelling and doing good, like, I'm happy for them.
Yeah.
You know? I'm excited, like, you know, because I know, like, when I was in high school, there was a young man by the name of Alexander. Him and some of the other guys, I remember being in the lunchroom one day and they were around the table just rapping, you know. You know, him and one of my cool buddies by the name of Larry, you know, man, it's, and they were rapping in high school. And next thing you know, I look up and Alley Cat, he was doing this thing, you know, for a while. And then next thing you know, he finally got signed with Jim Jones. With Empire Records. So, you know, seeing him go to New York and stuff like that, like, I'm happy for him. Like, you know, he's working as a mailman and rapping, but hey, he winning, he doing his thing. And like, you know, to me, I'm always happy and excited to see people doing great things. Like, you know, I don't know, like, I've never looked at a person and said, man, what are they like? I've always been like, especially somebody that I know or I was in their presence, like, I'm rooting for them, because I don't want to see nobody fall. Like, I want everybody got talent, you know. It just depends on how far people willing to go with it.
Yeah, and I love that too.
Some people just don't believe that they can do it. But if you believe that you can do it, you know, then it's nothing, you know.
You know, I think one of the things I love about his story is that you know, even though he's working as a mailman and he's rapping also, I mean, it's just part of the journey, right? And it's part of that phase that so many people have to go through.
But you know what's unique about that? Sometimes when you have a dream, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like sometimes while you're working toward that dream, sometimes the things that happen in between actually be the things that propel you, because, like, you know, the fact that he is a young man doing this thing, take care of his family, you know, being a mailman actually helped, because, hey, a rapping mailman, oh, man, that's right. Awesome. That's amazing. Like, you know, so it's like, if you think about it, sometimes certain things in your life actually propel you. Because I know, like, right. Even with me, right, like with me working in the funeral business, it opened up a lot of other opportunities because people wanted to hear my story. Like, what was it like? And, you know, things like, it's insignificant to me. But, you know, to them, it's like, you know, wow. And then it's like, you train for pro wrestling too?
Yeah.
It's like, man, but I never told anybody this, but there was another particular reason, like, why me and my friend Jalen also works with me. On Love Always Win too, but he stepped into pro wrestling with me too. But tell me why, like, last year during Black History Month, I'll never forget this. Like, I was really surprised because, like, you didn't really see too many of the black wrestlers wrestling. And then they decided to have one of the white wrestlers bring one of the multiracial brothers out on he had like a rope tied on his neck. Man, I was done after that. I'm like, oh, come on, man. Like, y'all couldn't find nothing for brothers to do, but that's what you chose to do. Come on, man. And you know, like I said, I got the video and everything, but I me and Ify, we talked about that the other day, remember?
Yeah.
Like I said, I ain't gonna be petty like that, but they need to get it together, man. But you know, when you see things like that, it just like, that's why we gotta have our own stuff, man, because it's crazy.
Wow. Not during Black History Month.
That's what I'm like, man, and like I said, I'm glad that I didn't, because like I said, I know at that point I was probably going to get banned from blackball, from wrestling. It's all good. It's cool, you know?
Yeah.
You know, because like I said, you can't stop what's meant to be. Like, if you, that's what I always say with us, we have to have our own stuff, because, you know, they're trying to ban you and everything, you know? So.
And I think that's one of the reasons why Tyler Perry got his stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Even Spike Lee, like, you know, I'm really a very big Spike Lee fan, because, like, I like that Spike Lee starting out, like, he was, you know, he had a kind of rough coming up too, because, like, people, we look at these people and be like, man, like, they doing great things, but what people don't realize is everybody had a moment in their life where it looked like they weren't gonna make it, like, right. They weren't gonna, like, it wasn't gonna happen for them, but, you know, but Spike Lee, he did say, like, he called around and got, you know, support from the black community to help get his movie made. You know, but I also would encourage those who are big and already up on their level to remember where they came from too, you know. But sometimes people forget now.
I know.
You know, sometimes they forget, you know. So I hope that me and Ify ain't the one that forget, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, I don't think so. Y'all too grounded. Y'all too grounded. And y'all connected to the higher power too. So yeah. He ain't gonna let y'all forget.
Oh, yeah. But you know what? But when I saw that, even in pro wrestling, like, that made me want to say, you know what? I want to make my own opportunity, you know?
Yeah.
I tell people like this. My favorite animal is not the lion. I like crocodiles, because if you think about it, I operate like a crocodile. If the opportunity get too close, I'm going to snatch it, and I'm going to pull it into my territory. And when I get right. a grip on it, I ain't letting go.
Yeah.
So, hey, sometimes you can learn a lot just by watching nature, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, this is for either one of y'all. Have y'all ever had, like, a time when you actually doubted or had, like, a limiting belief of, am I doing the right thing? And that created a little self-doubt or something like that?
Yeah. I have. It was kind of twice, because, like I said, when I was in mortuary school, I actually had to start the program over. And from that, right, I remember sitting in the back of the class, because we had this anatomy teacher. I'm not trying to be funny, but, like, it was like when he was teaching, all that stuff was just... So I was sitting back in the class watching movies. I can tell him myself, I got my degree, and I ain't but I was in the back of the class, and I started writing, like, a screenplay out. So it was like I was already being set up on the path to end up going to film school. But like after that, like I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna get this film stuff. And then I went to film school. And then I remember at one time, I don't know why, but it was like something came up at the school. Like they put me on like academic probation or something. I'm like, not at a film school. Like, you know, hey, this is much more easier than the other school. But it's like, I don't know. Like, it wasn't looking too good, but somehow I pulled through. But I still think, like, there are moments where it's like, you know, it seemed like it's taking a little longer. But then God had to remind me, like, wait a minute, wait. I blessed you to be on all these different podcasts. I blessed you to make so many different connections just because you're not doing this or that, don't compare yourself with nobody. And so when I look at it from that standpoint, that's a reminder that, hey, you know, I'm not exactly where I want to be just yet, but I'm grateful for what I'm doing.
You know? Right. That's good.
I think for me, the first time I doubted myself was probably when I dropped out of college. I was wondering, like, was that the right decision to pursue my passion? But obviously, with talk from my parents, you know, like sit down and actually talk about what are, you know, my future, you know, I started to do a little bit of self-evaluating, and they did help me out a lot into getting me on the right path. So, you know, right now, currently, I believe that I'm like where I need to be. Granted, it's going to take a while, but, you know, obviously, you know, pressure makes diamonds. So, you know, obviously, I got to keep on going and keep on grinding and, you know, make sure that, you know, I get to right where I need to be. Because right now, you know, even the little small things that I'm accomplishing is going to turn into great things over time.
Yeah, that's right. Now, do you ever, I mean, what you just said right there, you know, you're progressing like on a daily. So do you ever like just kind of document like just some of your small wins, that way you can actually be like, you know what, this is where I was back at this time, and this is where I am now. Just kind of, just, I mean, it serves as a reminder also, I think about. Yeah. So do you ever like just write or just kind of journal like some of your small wins and your challenges?
Yeah, it's all on my computer, like document like the small things that I've done or people that I've connected with or, you know, things that I do on a daily basis just to see if I've progressed from like 5 years ago to now, you know, just to see if I'm getting somewhere or not. Obviously it helps me know what I need to do, but it also kind of makes me feel good about myself that at least I did something and that I'm actually moving forward rather than just, you know, staying stagnant.
That's right.
I agree.
That's good.
Yeah. You know, what's funny. I was looking at yesterday at, like a few of the podcasts I was on, and I'm like, wow, that was 2 years ago. Yeah. And I'm like really, like I'm thankful, you know, even to you, Dave, because like I thank God for everybody that allowed me on their platform. Cause like I said, when I was kind of doubting, I'm like, I had to reevaluate, like, you know, God has really blessed me to, you know, do a lot, you know. And like I said, I don't ever compare myself with anybody. Like I tell people, one of my favorite basketball players is LeBron James. Now I know people like to compare him to Mike, but I always say this. This is just way simple. I don't believe in comparing anybody because everybody has their own journey. Everybody has their own birthday. Everybody got their own expiration date. So to me, you know, to compare a person to me, I know that in this world we live in, they, you know, it's a thing that people do. But when you actually think about it, everybody's journey is their journey. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, you know, sometimes, you know, it's like as an individual, it's not for me to look at nobody else. I got to look at myself. And when I look at myself, I'm grateful for it. Even like working with Efi, you know, even being on your platform, Derek, like, and even all of the people that helped and all of the people that I met, and even the ones, God willing, that I'm going to meet. Like, I'm just, you know, I feel that it's a thing to have an attitude of gratitude and be thankful, because a lot of this didn't have to be, because, like, again, tomorrow not promised to anybody. So whatever progress that we're making in life, I think it's something to be thankful for, because, again, everybody had a beginning. So, and I even say this, that there's a lot of people who, when they finally do get discovered, a lot of them are not really new. A lot of them have been doing the thing for a while, because, like, me, I've been filmmaking professionally what's this, like 2018 now? It's been quite a while, but like I said, I'm seeing some of the progression that God has blessed me to have. You know, even Ify, you know, he was what editing videos before he met me and everything. So, yeah. You know, a lot of people have been doing this stuff a lot longer than we recognize. But, you know, I believe that God has a timing for everybody. But I think that when people get to where they're going, that's why you should be humble. Because, again, I hate to go back to wrestling, but even being there, it taught me about staying humble, because I've seen a lot of people there that was like, you know, they weren't, you know, doing things, stuff like that. And it wasn't everybody, but, you know, some of them folk were kind of mean. And I always said that, you know what, as God blessed me, I don't care if a person is new to any industry. Even when I worked in the funeral home, whenever we got new people coming to the business, I never was mean to anybody. I always treated everybody with respect. If you get a lot further than me, so what? You know what I'm saying? Whatever's for me is for me. Whatever's for them. So me, I'm not the type of person that's going to try to hold anybody back. Like, if I see somebody talented and they have a much better idea, I'm all for it. Like, so, like, you know, and so to me, I think that, you know, like Ify said, like, look, you know, pressure make diamonds. So sometimes thank God for those situations, because we live and we learn. And I think that it's all a learning experience, because when you get to a level where you might, you know, have this industry kind of in your hands, or you're in a position where, like, people really look to you, you don't want to mess over people. Like, I want to do people right. You know, right. I don't want to look down on nobody, because, like, I know where I came from. And, like even in wrestling, I tell you, hey, you wrestling in the same little dirty gym I did. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no better than nobody. I'm just grateful for having the opportunity.
Yep.
Hey, people don't like being around me so tight. And I tell people, look, I'm a mortician too. And look, hey, you bury all kind of people, so ain't nobody better than nobody, you know?
Yeah.
Rich, poor, hey, it can happen to anybody, so stay humble.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had to deal with, an incident or an issue where, I guess, people were trying to compare you, or you felt like you were comparing yourself to somebody?
I don't think I have, but I can see, like, you know, why comparing people might be a detriment to your success. Because obviously, you know, we all have to realize that individually we have personalities that separates us from one another. We have certain talents, certain gifts that separates us from one another. And it's good to be inspired by people, because, you know, a lot of people inspire me. But one thing that keeps me grounded is understand that obviously I'm my own person, and obviously I'm not going to do what the next man does. It's up to me to break the mold and set a stage to where I can thrive in certain aspects, rather than keep comparing to someone else, because you're never going to be that person. And even if you are that person, you're always going to be like, you know, saying, oh, he's good, but he's nowhere near him. Or, you know, people are going to say, oh, you know, you copied him, you have no originality, right, of that sort. So I think it's always best to, like, not try to compare yourself to other people, mm-hmm, and just, you know, find something that works for you and, you know, progress in that. Because obviously you're going to get more benefit from that than trying to compare yourself to somebody else.
That's right. When you think about the consequences from you not doing what you're supposed to do, How do you see it, and how does that affect your overall vision and, I guess, your goals for your life?
Sometimes when I see me doing something that I'm not doing, and I actually, like, see the consequences of, like, you know, me doing something that I'm not doing, sometimes it puts a dampen on my spirit sometimes, because it's like, wow, I didn't do this, or wow, I did this and this happened. And, you know, obviously, sometimes it kind of slows me down just a little bit, because, you know, because it's like, you all, because me, I guess I'm like a perfectionist at fault, because I always want to get things done at, like, a certain time frame, and, like, or maybe I might underestimate, like, you know, how much time I have, so I end up falling short. And sometimes, you know, it kind of puts a dampen in my spirits. But now what I've done was, like, you know, if I'm not able to do it today, at the very least, I can be able to you know, do, you know, the rest that I have tomorrow and then some. You know, I go harder the next day, and then, you know, I go harder the day after that and the day after that. So, you know, I guess what helps me to overcome those setbacks is basically just being busier.
Yeah.
That's basically like what I do to.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's got to be busy doing the right stuff, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. So if you like just in this phase of your life, man, how would you define success?
That is a very good question. You want me to read the definition? Or no, I'm kidding. So basically how I would define success is basically being efficient and being competent in your own field and conquering that field to the best of your ability.
I love it.
Yeah.
Basically, like, you know something that you want to do, or you see other people doing it, you want to, you know, do exactly what they do and just, you know, make sure that you perfect it, or not perfect it, you know, be more efficient in it. And once you, like, put in the reps and once you actually have, like, practice, next thing you know, it's starting to be, like, second nature.
Yeah.
So that even if, like, everything suddenly disappears, you can, like, replicate. It's kind of like, you know, millionaires. Sometimes, or like millionaires or billionaires, let's say that, you know, when they first start making a lot of money, you know, obviously it's like trial and error, like, okay, you know, this way wasn't good, let me start doing this way. And then obviously, you know, the more businesses or the more ideas that they have that might fail,
yeah,
the other ideas and businesses that they have, well, they will succeed. So
that's true.
Somehow everything like they have disappears, it's easier for them to replicate it and then make more money. So, you know, obviously, having that success, I mean, that's another way of success, you know? So in terms of like where I'm at with film, let's say that, you know, the trial and errors that I've faced, I know what to do that's going to give me the best results. So if I were to lose everything, I could still pick up where I left off and probably even progress even greater than I would be had I started out the first time. Right. And I think that's like the true definition of success, to me at least.
That's some good stuff right there.
that was really profound. If I like that.
Yeah. Hey man, that's a whole episode by itself right there. Mm-hmm. When it comes to like ideas and dreams, because I know we constantly kind of like have ideas, and I know we can't pursue them all. How do you guys prioritize it?
Oh, well, Evie, I'll let you go first.
I guess what I prioritize is basically what I can accomplish right now at the moment, and what is more attainable, what is more feasible. And then like the other ideas that I have, like in the back of my mind, like if I think of something right now, I'll pin it, so that it doesn't distract me, because you don't want to just be scatterbrained and like, oh, I have this idea, let me do this instead, and or I have this, because then you'll be too overwhelmed.
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously if I have like a goal that I want to set right now, but I think of like another idea, I'll pin that so that if I have time to squeeze it in, or if I already accomplish a goal, I'll complete that as well. And, you know, it ends up working out for me, because there are times where ideas that I've thought of before, I was able to squeeze into like, you know, goals that I'm already trying to attain. So that's basically how I'm able to, like, you know, get grounded with, you know, all these ideas and goals that I have.
Nice.
I like that.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, well, I guess for me, I would say, like, I'm with Evie on that. Like, I look at what I can do versus what I can't. And I think that, like, a lot of times, if you get what you can do out the way, a lot of the can'ts will actually end up working out, too. Because, like, to me, like, I look at it like, okay, of course, I'm not going to go out and say, okay, I want to make this $1 million move, because guess what? Right now, I don't have $1 million disposable income, so I'm not going to do that. You know, I'm going to say, okay, I can take I can maybe take $500 or $600 and invest, put it to the side, and then save up and work on something. Like, I just think about what I can do, you know?
Right.
There's nothing wrong with dreaming big, but to me, I don't really like to involve other people too much, because I, you know, every now and then I do get donations from some people, and I appreciate that, but it's like, I don't want to be a burden on nobody. And like, and I know how, like, you have to jump through hoops even when you're trying to get help from other people. So whatever, I know that I can do what's in my power to do, then I go. And then I just trust that God will work out the rest.
That's it. You
know? But like I said, I don't look to get no big investments from nobody, nothing like that, because I want to make my stuff the way I want to make. You know,
yeah.
It may not be as good as some people ask, but I focus on like what I can do, and then hopefully, you know, if you can do, then a lot of times the things that were impossible, those things will come along later. You know.
Yeah, that's it.
That sounded better than what I would have said.
Oh no. <You're
crazy. laughs> Oh man. Hey, so. If there was any anything that you could tell somebody who actually has, like, you know, the ideas, dreams, passions deep in their heart, but they're a little apprehensive to move forward and take any kind of action on it, what kind of advice could you actually share with those people?
Well, for me, the advice I would give them, I'll go back to what me and Evie just said. Focus on what you can do. And look at what you can do as a loophole, right? Even the politicians, mm-hmm. lawyers, learn from them. They look for loopholes. So I would say, give yourself a loophole. Like, don't look at what seems to be too far away. Look at what you can do. Go to the library, read some books, research, because a lot of times, if you really, you know, take the time out to really think, you know, like, and unclog your brain with all this stuff and just really think about what you really want, and look at some people who have gotten to where you want to be. Read their stories and think about what ways that you can do to get to where you want to be. Because I put it like this, like, you'll be surprised that small steps can lead to big things. So look for the loophole, do what you know you can do,
yeah,
and do it the way that you know you can do it, and then let God work the rest out.
That's right. Man.
I agree wholeheartedly. I mean, first I would ask them, like, what's making you have those thoughts? Like, what's, you know, holding you back into being apprehensive?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, obviously, you know, once we get to the root cause of that, obviously we will try and, like, you know, dissect it from there. But like what Wade said, like, you know, obviously know what you're getting yourself into. Know, obviously understand your limitations and how you can combat that. And I know for me personally, you know, obviously I went to school for one thing, but I didn't know what I was getting into until I was actually in it. And that was my fault, because I wasted precious time doing something that I thought I wanted to do something and it ended up not wanting to do it. So, you know, obviously doing your research, understanding what comes with the territory. And not only that, but do some experimentation, do something as small as, like, you know, shooting and, like, editing a home movie, you know, it can be as simple as, like, you know, recording on a phone, you know, obviously, like, you know, smartphone cameras, while they're not as good as, like, you know, mirrorless cameras or, like, film cameras, you know, there is a good start to at least try and get your feet wet into doing something that you might be passionate in doing. And if you can find the joy in that, then obviously you can take it to the next level and, you know, pursuing a field in, like, film, whether it's cinematography, video editing and things of that sort, or even, like, you know, audio engineering and stuff like that. Because obviously, you know, it's one thing to say, oh, I want to do it, but if you don't know where to start, it can obviously seem overwhelming. So just starting bit by bit, you know, obviously you can see if it's right for you and if you actually want to pursue it.
And that's some good stuff right there. Man, I appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all, brothers.
Oh man. You know what? This really went well. Like, I think, you know, even though everybody was supposed to be on, but you know what? I feel like it went the way it was supposed to.
Same,
you know?
Here. Yeah.
And I love it. I love it.
This is good. And we got it. We definitely got to do it again, even if it's us three. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Even if it's us three. Yep. Absolutely. I appreciate y'all.
Appreciate you having us on.
Yeah, man. It's nice to meet you too, EP. Yeah.
Oh, man. I want to thank Wade and Efi for coming on the show and just taking the time to come on Why Not You. I'm just going to start calling those two the dynamic duo.
You know, we heard they're pursuing passion and seizing opportunities in the film industry.
You know, Wade reminded us that connections and adaptability is key, while Efi emphasized staying true to your vision by taking actionable steps. And they both shared invaluable insights on the power of mentorship, the courage to tackle industry barriers, and the discipline needed to manage time effectively. So it's not about the resources you have, but how resourceful you can be. So if you're feeling stuck or unsure how to turn that creative spark into that roaring fire, just remember, why not you? Because your dreams are valid and within reach. So let's turn those ambitions into achievements together. Hey, this is your host, D. Wells. And remember, we cannot become what we need if what we remain where we are. God bless and have a great week.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Why Not You. Remember, have faith and believe in yourself. God does. Also, subscribe to our channel and go to our website for more free content and life-changing stories at thewhynotyou.com. Until next time.